UKGC concludes consultation on consumer protection rules. The UK Gambling Commission has concluded a crucial consultation on updating its rules to align with new consumer protection laws, ending a process that gave gambling operators and other interested parties one final chance to weigh in before changes take effect. The deadline passed on September 29, leaving the regulator to sift through responses as it prepares to revise its License Conditions and Codes of Practice, LCCP. These tweaks aim to keep the gambling sector in step with the Digital Markets, Competition and Consumers Act, DMCC, 2024, which overhauls older regulations on unfair trading and dispute resolution. The push comes as the DMCC replaces the Consumer Protection from Unfair Trading Regulations, CPUTR, 2008 and scraps the Alternative Dispute Resolution for Consumer Disputes Regulations, ADRR, 2015 next April. For everyday gamblers, this means easier ways to challenge misleading promotions, such as false advertising, and resolve complaints without dealing with outdated procedures. Operators, meanwhile, face a straightforward update to their compliance checklists rather than a wave of fresh requirements. The UKGC launched the consultation in August, inviting feedback through an online survey or postal submissions to its Birmingham office. Updating rules for fairer play. At its core, the consultation targets specific spots in the LCCP and name checks old laws. License Condition 7.1.1, for instance, would swap out references to the CPUTR for the DMCC when calling out unfair commercial practices. The updated Social Responsibility Code 5.1.9 will incorporate definitions from the new Act to help staff identify and prevent deceptive marketing practices, ensuring compliance with consumer protection laws. Footnotes in Code 6.1.1 are being streamlined too. One will reference the DMCC's accreditation rules, replacing the outdated ADRR, and another will be removed due to its obsolete list of dispute providers. The broader gambling review, introduced earlier this year, has already strengthened marketing rules by requiring explicit opt-ins for promotions and banning cross-selling without customer consent. Since May 1, operators have had to let customers pick exactly what ads they see and how they want to view it, cutting down on unwanted pings that can nudge people toward riskier bets. What it means for gamblers and operators. For consumers, the shift promises a more level field. For instance, if a punter was hit with a confusing bonus offer, under the DMCC, they'd have stronger tools to call it out, backed by updated dispute processes that kick in fully next spring. The UKGC sees this as a quiet win for trust, as there are no flashy overhauls, just rules that actually reflect how people bet today, from apps to high street shops. While operators get more breathing room, they remain accountable for compliance. They will need to tweak internal policies and training to match the new wording, ensuring their teams know the latest on fair play. The final updates are expected by year's end, with little drama since the changes stick to legal must-dos. The consultation's close marks another step in the UK's gambling reset, one that puts real people at the heart of the rules. With responses now in hand, the UKGC will move quickly to lock in protections that keep the game honest.